Good morning. We are continuing on our topic of buying and purchasing preferences. And we said yesterday that this concept of if you have to buy something, if you have to sell something, and we'll expand it as well to hiring a service provider, hiring an accountant, an attorney, going to a doctor, that applies if the Jew is a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, as observant. However, it does not apply if he or she is not a Shomer Torah mitzvah. So there wouldn't be no priority to somebody who is Jewish but not observant over somebody who's not Jewish. They would all be categorized together because, as we said, the pasuk says that this priority, v'chisim koramim kar la'amitach, it applies to amitacha, am she'itcha b'mitzvahs, that if somebody is observant, you have to give a priority, otherwise not. So in that regard, we have three short questions today as to when or where does the priority apply and when does it not apply. Question number one is, how about if you have two Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, one is well off, one is not well off, one is poor, one needs the money, one doesn't, do you have to give a priority to the one who is an ani, who is destitute or poor, needs the parnasa? So the Kovetz Ori Yisrael brings in the name of the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak Pashut, she is Shchiyuv Lahaktim Chanut Ha'ani Kodem Chanut Asher. Clearly, you have to give a priority, a preference to the store owned by the somebody who needs a parnasa, he is poor, before you give the parnasa to somebody who is not poor, who is an Asher. And he says that's even the case, even if the poor person is selling the item for a higher price, still, there would be an obligation to purchase from the person who is needy and not give the priority to somebody who is not needy. So that is question number one. Question number two is, if you have a frum Jew who is not selling something alone but is partnered with a non-Jew, so there's a partnership between the two, and the other alternative to buy from is a non-Jew, do you give a priority to the partnership of the frum Jew with the non-Jew over the other non-Jew, or does it not matter at that point? So for sure, you have to give that priority to the partnership over the non-Jew, because we saw in the tshuva of the Ramah that we saw a number of days ago, the following question was posed to the Ramah. The Maram Padua was a gadol at the time. He put out his own version of the Rambam. He had corrected mistakes in the Rambam. He had edited the Rambam. And he put all of his money and time into this new set of the Rambam. Jews were not permitted to own printing presses at the time, so he partnered with a non-Jewish printer, and the two of them in partnership put out the set of the Rambam, and a second printer, a non-Jew, competed unfairly, undercut their price, went to market, and the question that was posed to the Ramah is, do Jewish purchasers, are they required to purchase from the partnership of the Maram Padua together with the non-Jewish first printer, or can they buy the less expensive version of the Rambam from the second printer? And the Ramah Paskin, for a number of reasons, including our giving a priority based on the Pasuk Hechisim Karamim Kar Lamitacha, that when you're going to buy, when you're going to sell, you have to give a priority to a frum Jew, the Ramah says that does apply. And even though the Maram Padua was partnered together with a non-Jewish printer, it didn't matter. The priority goes to the Maram Padua. So if somebody's purchasing, you have to purchase from the Maram Padua in partnership with the non-Jew and not purchase from the second printer, which was wholly owned by a non-Jew. That is question number two. And question number three, what happens if you have suppliers, you have wholesalers in business, or even a retailer that is purchasing goods from others? Does this apply as well, that you have to give a priority, or is it only to a consumer? A consumer is purchasing from a store, but somebody who's earning the parnasa, their whole parnasa is supplying goods to a store or wholesaling, or even the retailer, they have to buy it for inexpensive in order to make a living. Do they also have the requirements to purchase from a frum Jew or not? So when it comes to this, the Tshuvas Maharam Shik says the whole concept that we're talking about is that you have to give a preference to an observant Jew. That is talking about the end user. It doesn't apply to somebody who is making a parnasa. If that person is posed by the situation of buying from a Jew and a non-Jew, and the price is the same, obviously they should buy from the Jew. But if the price is not the same, even if there's a little bit difference and they can get a little bit of better deal from the non-Jew, there's no obligation that they purchase from the Jew. This is their parnasa. Margins matter. Any small amount can matter. So these requirements of giving a priority to a frum Jew would not apply to somebody in business. It wouldn't apply to a supplier. It wouldn't apply to a wholesaler or the retailer purchasing his goods. And the proof that's brought by the Maram Shik for this is just like when it comes to giving a loan. So there's a halacha that you have only enough money to give a loan, either to a Jew interest-free or a non-Jew and get interest. You have to give it to the Jew for free. But that doesn't apply to somebody whose parnasa is earned from giving loans. If that's the situation, somebody who's earning a parnasa would not be obligated to give the loan to the Jew interest-free. They would be permitted to earn the interest because that is their parnasa. So three situations when it applies. Number one, we give a preference to a needy person over a non-needy person. So a store owned by somebody who's needy over somebody who's not needy. That is number one. Number two is that we would give a priority to a Jew partner with a non-Jew over a non-Jew. And number three, that this applies to the end consumer, the consumer purchasing, buying, hiring somebody, but somebody in business, a wholesaler, even a retailer purchasing goods for resale, these halachas would not apply to them. Have a wonderful day.